This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The primary suspect in a mass shooting in New Zealand that left 49 people dead appeared in court today. This as the country faces the need to recover from the utter horror of what happened on Friday. Here is Reuters correspondent Ed Giles.
New Zealand began burying its dead a day after at least one gunman attacked worshippers in two mosques in the city of Christchurch, killing at least 49 people and injuring dozens more. The main suspect's been identified as Brenton Harrison Tarrant, a 28-year-old Australian citizen who'd been living in New Zealand. He appeared in a Christchurch court on Saturday, charged with murder. He was remanded without a plea, with his next appearance at the city's High Court set for April 5. Police said he was also likely to face further charges.
That was Ed Giles of Reuters reporting. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says peace in Afghanistan is around the corner, citing ongoing discussions between the United States and a Taliban insurgent delegation in Qatar. Islamabad helped arrange the talks, which U.S. officials say have made real strides in recent days. Khan claimed the peace process would result in stability, trade, and economic prosperity for the region and enable war-shattered Afghanistan to stand on its own feet. Voters in Slovakia are heading to the polls today in round one of the country's presidential election. There are two top contenders, Zuzana Kaputova, a 45-year-old environmental lawyer who champions gay rights and opposes her country's ban on abortion, and 52-year-old Maros Sefcovic, the European Commission vice president, who has campaigned on traditional family-oriented policies. He is backed by the ruling Smer SD party. Neither leading candidate is expected to win an outright majority, which would mean a runoff on March 30th. For all the day's news every day, you're invited to voanews.com online. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Russia says it will not leave unanswered the sanctions that the U.S., Canada, and European Union have imposed for Russia's 2018 attack on three Ukrainian ships, the annexation of Crimea, and Russian activities in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department says in a statement its sanctions target six Russian individuals and eight entities in response to Russia's continued and ongoing aggression in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued his first veto, overruling Congress after it voted to block his emergency declaration for a southern border wall and its funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
A day after a dozen Republicans joined in blocking his move to go around Congress and securing border funding, the president fought back.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
Surrounded in the Oval Office by law enforcement officials and families of those killed by people in the country illegally, he did sign it after blasting Congress for voting against reality.
It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
Lawmakers had said the president was violating the separation of powers by unilaterally deciding where to spend money. It's unlikely they'll have enough votes to override his veto. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aviation investigators have uncovered something striking in the wreckage of the Ethiopian 737 MAX 8 jetliner that crashed last Sunday, killing all 157 people aboard. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports the discovery involves a stabilizer.
The horizontal stabilizer is reportedly set in an unusual position, similar to that seen in the wreckage of an Indonesian MAX 8 which crashed last year. The position of the stabilizer could help determine whether the plane was set nose down for a steep dive. All Boeing MAX jets now grounded worldwide because of similarities between the two crashes. Problems with the plane's software suspected in the Indonesian incident. Black boxes from the Ethiopian jet are now being analyzed in France. Initial conclusions expected in a few days. In the meantime, Boeing will keep making its bestseller, but deliveries to airlines are suspended.
That was Julian Satterwhite of Reuters. Hundreds of thousands of people protested in central Algiers Friday in the biggest demonstration yet against President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's 20-year rule. Authorities said there were some arrests and that 11 policemen were slightly injured. The 82-year-old Bouteflika, who was ailing, has reversed a decision to run for a fifth term after weeks of demonstrations aimed at his regime. Gene Randall, VOA News.